safe from Biden's incomprehensible word choices today. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Please welcome two-time Golden Globe winner, Jim Carrey.
Thank you. I am two-time Golden Globe winner, Jim Carrey. You know, when I go to sleep at night, I'm not just a guy going to sleep. I'm two-time Golden Globe winner, Jim Carrey, going to get some well-needed shut-eye. And when I dream, I don't just dream any old dream. No, sir. I dream about being three-time Golden Globe winning actor Jim Carrey. Because then I would be enough. It would finally be true. And I could stop this terrible search. For what I know ultimately won't fulfill me. But these are important, these awards. I don't want you to think that just because if you blew up our solar system alone, you wouldn't be able to find us or any of human history with the naked eye. But from our perspective, this is huge.
Oh, how I love that speech. Things that are important, things that aren't. It's kind of the topic of this hour. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello. And speaking of important things,
sorry.
For those of you out there who are cherry lovers, they found two bottles of cherries at Mount Vernon during a project to renovate Mount Vernon.
Uh-huh.
Not just any cherries, mind you. These are plump cherries.
No.
Plump
say
cherries.
Say it isn't true.
Yep. Plump cherries. Two bottles of them.
Wow.
They were. They think that they were of George Washington's private stash.
What?
Yep.
That's amazing.
His private...
That's amazing.
I got right down on my knees and thanked God for archaeologists. Because without them, we wouldn't have known about these wonderful cherries.
That is amazing.
It is.
So when they're not calling him a horrible white man slave owner, we get to find the cherries.
Yes.
Which makes up for all of that. Never talking about actual George Washington and the amazing man that he was, but his cherries.
Well, here's what's really amazing. They talked about these bottles of cherries for a good long article and never once mentioned that he didn't lie about chopping down the tree.
Right.
How can that be?
I don't know.
So he's still a liar.
Never corrected that story. No. It's amazing the stories that we get into. And the stories that... So you're doing like a five-minute newscast, okay? Not to pick on anyone, USA News. But you're doing a five-minute newscast. Is this the ultimate... like news story that you can find as the country's sort of burning? This is the highlight, the cherries. Does anyone care about the cherries? I just wondered. It is truly amazing to me. Also, as equally as amazing to me, this is more of a local thing, but I just have to, a local Utah story, but I just have to tell you because this goes on a lot, okay, around the country. They actually took on Celeste Molloy, who is our congressman that we got basically installed into office because she's that horrifying, okay? She's a horrible, horrible congresswoman. She's only been in for how many months?
Six.
Okay. She's only been in for a short amount of time, and she was installed because the person left the office who was just as horrible, Chris Stewart. And if you get his books, he's on Glenn Beck a lot, and he's horrifying. His career was horrifying. He had such a low Constitution score, as she does too. They asked her to speak as the commencement speaker at my local woke college. They removed the name of Dixie, and then they installed the name of Utah Technical Blobbity Gook. And they actually asked her to speak at a commencement speech. Why? Because she's running for office. So they're helping her get into office is really what they're doing. And I don't know if you guys have the same problem. I mean, the installation of a person into Congress, number one, okay? Horrifying, number two. Excuse ridden, number three. Excuses for everything. Passing, not standing up to FISA, voting on the omnibus bill. You name it, she is the party pick. 100% will do whatever the party says. Not a backbone in her body. Can't stand her. Anyways, they put her in as a commencement speech speaker to help her in her election. How disgusting is that? Is this happening all over? I just have to know.
I'm not sure that it's so disgusting.
I think it's disgusting.
But a good attorney general could charge her with the crime of using government funds to promote her campaign.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hello. That's what I'm talking about. It's such a network of party and that we're helping party. And it's so horrifying to me because you can't find somebody with more excuses than her. You can't find somebody more horrific in this seat. But they want to install her for the next election, which is coming up, right? Yeah. This election coming up. And so they're doing everything in their arsenal to do it as a group of people that are honed in on that. I wasn't even going to mention that because it's so localized. But I have to say that I know this is going on in
everywhere.
Other places. And the party, the party, the party. And the reason they are hijacking the headlines every 5 minutes is to get you to give money to the party, have faith in the party. The win never means anything. I'm sorry, it doesn't. It's ridiculous. And if you still think so, your head's in the sand. So wake up. But I'm just so tired of this kind of crap, this kind of nonsense, especially Celeste Molloy. What a joke.
Yeah. Well, since you mentioned the party.
Yes.
I just want to say the Republican Party Central Committee. Here's what Wikipedia has to say about Central Committee. Central Committee is the common designation of a standing administrative body of communist parties.
Wow.
So we have the Republican Party Central Committee.
And also on top of that, which I love that you just pointed this out, on top of that, you hear five-year plan in every city in America, even mine, because we have horrible bought and paid for mayors. And what they do is they do a five-year plan, and that is the most communistic thing you could put out there. That's what communists are known for, five-year plans. And they all stand there and go, we have a great five-year plan. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, the first time I heard the term five-year plan was when we were studying the Soviet Union in the seventh grade.
So
and
true.
And that was a while ago.
So true. We have bought and we're so bought and paid for. In my state, we have the weakest, even Burgess Owens, weakest John Curtis, weakest people in office you could ever imagine. They will do whatever the party tells them to do. And right now it is so controlled. The governors are in the Governor Association. They're bought and paid for. We have a really little evil governor. Tucker Carlson outed him and called him the junior bald Gavin Newsom. It's true. And it's going on in every state. And that's why I mentioned it is because they started the drought headlines. Okay. MSN, I kid you not, MSN came out with why this summer may be especially hot in the United States. I'm sorry. It's called summer. It's summer. It's a season. We all go through it. It's always hot. I don't know what else to tell you, but it's always hot in the summertime because it's summer. Because it's hot. Anyway, we're being told this, and now we're going to get this crammed down our ever-loving throats.
I want just one scientist, just one, to tell me how hot, exceptionally hot is.
Sorry.
Like if your normal hot is 110, is 111 exceptionally hot, or does it have to go to 113?
Oh, if we hit 102 in the desert, it'll be climate change emergency for the summer. Why? Because the King Fraud Lot administration would like to declare, as we said yesterday, would like to declare a climate emergency, and all the states are poised to do this in their legislation. Go look. We said this yesterday. And what's amazing to me is they got the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to make a comment on this. I'm sorry, what? I know, you heard me right. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, okay, stressed the importance, Uncle Milty, of preparation for the heat called summer as they unveiled unveiling. That's a big deal because you're unveiling the heat forecast guide that will be used across the United States for the first time this year. Get ready, folks, because it's summer. Already used for years in the West, the heat risk forecast will use a color-coded scale, kind of like our ABC scale for wash your hands and social distancing during COVID. Okay, so this coded scale will describe the health risks expected from heat waves over the coming summer. I just had to let you know that they think we're that stupid.
And one of the colors is blue. It means take water with you. Take water with you. Hot day.
Oh my gosh, I would have never done that. If it weren't for the CDC, I would not bring water. I would not wash my hands properly.
I've died of thirst three times in my life.
Right? I mean, it's been insane. I'm dehydrated. I don't know what to do because I'm dehydrated. But the CDC said drink water, and now I know.
Blue.
If government weren't there to help me, I don't know how I would do the simplest tasks.
It's a miracle the human race is even here today.
Just a reminder that 4 years ago at this time, you were getting hand-washing videos from your mayors, your ridiculous, asinine mayors all over the country. Your governors were teaching you how to go like this. Wash your hands. Wring your hands together with soap inside. I just want you guys to know that I know you wouldn't have lived through the scandemic if you didn't know how to wash your hands properly, because you'd never done that before in your life.
But fortunately, today we can go back to our favorite pastime, picking our nose.
Camera. You know what? It's a sick, sick world out there. We're getting the heat forecast guide. Heat risk. I'm sorry. They actually patented or copyrighted the word heat risk forecast. You're going to get this shoved down your throats like there's no tomorrow. And you're going to have little weirded out, good hair, good teeth forecast analysis on your weather channel trying to explain to you how heat works. I'm just so grateful. So grateful, aren't you?
I'm glad we can now put the Arctic blast winter behind us.
How did we survive? Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Please text Birch Gold. Text the number 989898. Would you do that for me right now on your phone? That way I at least know you've got the information. You just text my name. That's the only message you send is K-A-T-E, Kate, okay? Text 989898, and they're going to just give you some free info. There's no obligation or anything. You just get to look at that information, and things are constantly changing, and it's really important this year. I think this year is, I'm not going to be one of those hosts that says this year the election will determine the future of the country, because that's the big lie, actually. I think the elections were taken over a long time ago, to be honest with you. But what is really going on right now is the monetary system is going to be completely changed. And I just want to make sure you're okay and everything that you've worked hard for is okay. So text Birch Gold, please. 989898. Just give it a look-see, okay? No obligation. And they're terrific to work with if you have questions. They're really great because everyone's situation's different, you know? People are wondering what to do with their money right now. Do you hide it under the mattress? Do you keep it somewhere? What do you do with it? And there are answers depending on your situation. Text 989898. Text my name, Kate, okay? Then I know.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I love the smell of her sunscreen skin, soaked with the scent of summer incense. She loves to lay.
Except now we're dying from our summer heat wave. Hasn't even begun yet, and they're on those headlines. Does that just make you want to throw up? It makes me want to throw up. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty, where we just lay it out and tell the truth. Get your stuff backed up with gold and silver. There's no better way to do it. Won't cost you anything. The information's even free. All you have to do is text 989898. Text Birch Gold at 989898. And then text my name, Kate. K-A-T-E. So simple. And get the free information. That's all you're doing. They're just going to send you free information back. And you can look at that vital information and decide whether or not to shore everything you have up with a gold and silver account, physical gold and silver, and then buy your physical gold and silver from them, and they'll ship it right to you, and it's an amazing process. Love those guys. I really do. I love the information that they're giving, too. It's so helpful. It's beyond words. I know you need peace right now. And from all the crazy going on, the made-up climate change war coming up, the climate crisis, I should say, the flags flying all over that have the Islamic weirdness. There's a flag flying in my area. Canyons of southern Utah is where I'm at. And an 8-point star representing Utah's Native American tribes, modified in the final design just to be a Native American hope star. But actually, that star also reflects an Islamic star. And I just feel like there's lots of things going on like this across the country. We talked about flags yesterday. You mentioned flags. And The interesting part about that is that you have Islamic flags flying in Minnesota. You've got this 8-point star flying in a lot of different places as they've been changing up the flags. And people don't, maybe not aware that this is a really serious thing, that this is actually a flag denoting Islam. I'm sorry, what? I know you're probably thinking, what in the world and what in the hell? It's true. It's very true.
The point of this to me is that the flag of our sovereign states is as important, if not more important, than the flag of the United States.
Yes.
And yet we're treating it like it can be changed on a whim.
I know.
McKay actually answered my question.
Yeah, I mean, there are all kinds of flags flying everywhere, which is really kind of interesting because of the fact that the flags, the traditional 5-point American star is being erased and replaced with this 8-point Islamic symbol in what some people believe is a threat to national security and a coup. Very interesting. I thought that was interesting. Most people aren't talking about it. I have one. Our Utah flag has this weird 8-point star on it. Now they're trying to tell and sell everybody that it's a Native Indian thing. No. This is being incorporated. It's not the 5-point as normal. This is the 8-point. No one's talking about this. Somebody just barely talked about it on Bannon, but nobody else is talking about this. Okay. The American flag with its 50-point star, right? Ranked number one as the most recognizable in the world. Star Spangled Banner isn't just a symbol of American courage. It's what the America represents, freedom. The flag's 50 stars represent the 50 states and 13 stripes represent the original 13 colonies that rebelled against the British crown. First states in the Union. This kind of history is not getting passed down to our kids, and they're going to accept these weirdo flags. The same symbol appears on the Iranian military intelligence, city of Tehran, organization of Turkic states, traditional flag of the Ottoman Empire. Do we really want that in common? Are we supposed to be set apart as a country built on the principles of freedom? Just asking. What do you think?
I think I'm glad I'm old and have a few years left.
Yep. So Minnesota took this on. Utah, my state. That's why I'm mentioning it. Hutchinson, Kansas. Aberdeen, South Dakota. Kent, Ohio. Norman, Oklahoma. Wheeling, West Virginia. Springfield, Missouri. Reno, Nevada. Pocatello, Idaho. Okay. Also, Albany, New York. Evansville, Indiana. Seattle, Washington, Toledo, Ohio, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Washington State. That's sad. That is really sad. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. No, you're okay. All right. If you need help with all the credit card bills that you've accrued, and I know you probably have stuck a lot of stuff on credit. Okay. Everyone has because of the economy. Everyone's experiencing a shortfall of about $1,000 to $2,000 a month from what they had a couple of years ago. So I know people are putting it on credit. If this is you, which is most of everybody, go to donewithdebt.com. I really like what these guys are doing. They have a fantastic reputation. They're helping people resolve their debt. They're able to get in and negotiate lower interest rates so they're not compounding on you so that you're not getting buried by your debt. I have a feeling we're going to see a tremendous amount of bankruptcies next year because people are freaking out because they don't know what else to do. What else are you going to do? You got to put it on credit. Call 888-322-1054. 888-322-1054. You've got to get some financial freedom. I know it's probably causing you stress right now. And so this is amazing. You can go to their website. You just fill out a couple of lines. Your information stays private. Okay. They're not going to share it. And fill that out. They'll get a hold of you and in whichever way you want. And just get some help on this. We have got to get our debts down. I don't want to see people lose stuff because of this. And they can really help you. The credit card companies are going all in on charging everybody exorbitant rates on their cards for any little thing. They'll raise the rate on them. And people are getting, they're just getting buried, you guys. DoneWithDebt.com. They can help you. Okay. I love these guys. They're so...
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Okay. Welcome back. A little funk for you. Hope that helps your Tuesday. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. We've got Uncle Milty here and... actually named the wrong college. I named Dixie State College. It was the Tech. A Tech. Celeste Molloy, Congresswoman, speaking at the Tech. It's another school. It's a part of the Dixie State program, but kind of. Let me just say that. It's ridiculous. I don't like it when parties co-opt things like this to get their candidates out there. I don't like it when they use money that's given to them. I don't like it that their picks get the money that people donate. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm with the founders. I wanted people to originally run for office that would do so on their own merit, not endorsed to the hilt, and just on their own merit and just do it, right? But what's so crazy is that we have a system developed by corporations called the parties, and that they basically shove down our throats who we're supposed to vote for and their picks. Because why? Because they do the bidding that they're supposed to do. They vote the way they're supposed to. That's why they usually always vote in unison in your state. And it's so pathetic. I hope everybody can see through the two-party system by now. Don't you?
I think it's amazing that so many today actually refuse to debate.
Oh, I know. It is really amazing.
And I think that's the only way they should be allowed to speak publicly is in a debate.
I know. And now we don't have truthful. You don't have any local radio station in America right now that will tell you the truth about the local candidates.
No.
Or what's going on really in every county. They've shut that down. And we know. And they've shut that down. And what's amazing to me is that people aren't fighting for that. They're not fighting to make sure that their local radio station, no matter where it is located, that you don't have truthful shows that will tell you the truth about politicians and tell you the truth about regulation strangulation. They won't tell you the truth. And we're losing this country because of that. That's what's so pathetic. We're losing this country because of it. We're all taught to look nationally. The shows that are national talk about national issues, but not locally. And this is why we always talk or bring it home to local, usually at least once a day, is because were taught not to. And the only way to save local communities is to have media representation that's honest and truthful. And that's what's so sad, is that you can't find one now in America. Did you guys know that? You can't find it on the air in America. Truthful, solid, where you know there's no agenda radio or TV of any kind. It's all coming down from corporations. That's what makes me so sad. It makes me so sad and so depressed, to tell you the truth.
It makes me angry.
Yeah, it makes me angry too. Yeah, it really does. All right. So we we have to talk about this. Josh Hawley and who else? Well, GOP senators are urging the king to mobilize National Guard to protect the Jewish college students. Now, let me ask you this, because I'll take your calls on this. Why do you think that is? I think you know, right? Why do you think that the GOP senators, our own GOP, would urge the king, King B, to mobilize National Guard to protect Jewish college students on campus? Why do you think this is? What's at the heart of this?
I think it's probably so they can say, look what I can do.
I think it's a little more sinister than that.
Yeah, I actually
think it's to get the National Guard presence everywhere. You have National Guard, right, wanting to be called into subways. You have National Guard now that will be called into for college students, right? I think this is very much a underlining, we're going to get National Guard in so many places, the presence of a military presence. I don't think it has anything to do with the Jewish college students. Because you know what? This is like sledgehammer to a fly, okay? Sledgehammer to a fly. And that's what makes me kind of sick over this, is that I don't think so people are going to go with the headline. They're going to go with, well, we have to protect Jewish college students. Really? Do you? I mean, I don't have anything against Jewish college students. But why are we doing this? Why are we asking for this? That doesn't make sense. And they're saying because of harassment and calls for violence, not exactly any violence. Did you guys notice that? Calls for violence and harassment. What is harassment, though? See, they never ever prove the case. They just go sledgehammer to fly. And I don't like that. I think it's not right, because the whole article is built on what could happen. So they need to have sledgehammer to a fly kind of solution.
The reason they use the National Guard mm-hmm. is because the Posse Comitatus Act mm-hmm. prevents the military, the federal mm-hmm. military, the specifically the federal military mm-hmm. from being used against American citizens.
Yep.
So the National Guard is not a federal military.
Mm-hmm.
It's controlled by the governor of the state.
They have campus police for a reason. I'm just saying. But no, it's got to be National Guard. You want to weigh in on this, caller?
Yes, several points. First of all, the National Guard, I think it was during FDR, if I remember correctly, mm-hmm. they took over partial control of the state militias. And so right now they're kind of controlled by both, but the bottom line is the feds claim they supersede the Constitution to give them no authority. Mm-hmm. This is a movement towards police state, I think. We have, and I think you're very right on this. This is collectivism. We don't talk about individual rights. We talk about a collective. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about a collective, you don't have to, you can violate anybody's individual rights. Mm-hmm. It really ties over to what's going on over in the Gaza Strip right now.
Yep.
What were the two main reasons why America needs to support militarily and financially the current genocide that's going on. Mm-hmm. They, of course, that's not what they called it. There, one was, oh, there's some hostages. Well, there's a few hostages everywhere, and we don't know if there's any hostages. They've been lying to us about everything. But the other line, this is really important, ties into what you're saying. Mm-hmm. The line they kept saying is that some people are saying they should abolish Israel, the government should, the genocide should occur. So that's grounds to commit genocide. Tens of thousands have died. Over 15,000 children have been killed and are suffering, right? And others are suffering as well. Because somebody said a country mm-hmm. should be abolished, we have to get back to individual rights. Speech is not grounds to commit mass murder.
Right.
Why the GOP, the conspiracy has put the Republicans in front, and the conservatives are telling them they are the ones that should be supporting the genocide.
Yeah.
And they did the same thing with 9/11. They put the Republican president in office to oversee that criminality.
Right.
And the same thing with the vaccines,
Shots. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Yeah, right on the money. It's also a call to, you know, to the Israel government, a nod to the Israel government. But it's also putting troops everywhere for whatever reason they can think of. And that's the problem here, is that we're getting this onslaught too of National Guard has to be called in. That's how dire it is. It's not dire. Okay. And we as a people have to stand up to say, no, do not do that. That's ridiculous at this point. Come on.
You know, there is some good news. Three retired generals co-authored a paper in 2021, and they claimed that there's a possibility that the U.S. military would back a coup after the 2024 election. I hope they meant if Biden wins.
Let's hope. Jeez Louise. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Hey, everybody, I want you to know what's going on that's new over at ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is the supplement company where the things that they produce actually absorb into your body. And I love that. And that's why I talk about this company. Don't buy over-the-counter junk. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and put in the code Kate. They have a new magnesium IQ. They've also got a copper IQ cream. This is now available. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to get mine, actually. So I wanted to tell you about this because this restores nerve connections, heals wounds, enhances collagen, all kinds of things. It's an awesome product, Copper IQ Cream. They also have a new histamine, which is all natural, a gut IQ that's rich in minerals, nutrients that kickstart your immune system. Gut, you know, we always talk about gut health on the show too. When we have certain scientists or certain doctors on, this is incredible. Anti-inflammatory turmeric, this gut IQ has in it. It's amazing. And they also have a new bone broth. A bone broth product that you can take. Instead of drinking bone broth, they actually have a new supplement. There are so many neat things going on. I've had Morley Robbins on the show many times, and everyone loves him when he comes on. Cure Your Fatigue is what he wrote, and he is behind ActivateFIQ.com, and I'm telling you, their newest products, the sleep one is amazing too. Get your sleep and don't get zonked out the next day, right? But you're going to get some savings when you put in the code Kate. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and take some supplements that are actually going to work in your body and absorb, that are worth the money, right? It's worth the money. And their prices are actually amazing. So there you go. ActivateFIQ.com.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I've been living like a rolling stone with your knees down in the dirt. I've been howling like an underdog when you fell down to the earth. The first knock is the hardest. The first cut is the worst. But you gotta pick yourself up. Pick yourself up off the dirt and bring it home.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it home.
Love it. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Bring it home. We need to worry about where we live a lot more than we are right now. We really do. Instead of national, we need to worry about your local community. I say that over and over again because there's so many people that won't say it. It's driving me crazy. People go, how do we save our country? How do we get here? What are we doing? It's like, duh. Your local community needs a lot of help because it's getting scavenged. It really is. It's horrifying to me how what's happening. Welcome back. Getting out of credit card debt, lowering your rates. All of the rates are jumping. They'll use any excuse that they can right now. Over $1 trillion. I think it was 1.2 or 1.6. I can't remember. $1 trillion in credit card bills now. Everyone's racking it up. Look, get over to donewithdebt.com. There's a reason I'm telling you that is because there's lots of companies out there. Okay? But these guys are actually going to help you. They're the real deal. They're really good and they're private. So you guys, this is a great way to go. I am telling you, just at least jump on top of your rates and have them negotiate better rates for you. Okay? You'll love me for this one because it's going to save you a lot of money per month. And then you're not going to be racking up those crazy, crazy bills. By this time next year, are you going to have to claim bankruptcy? What's going on, right? So instead of that and being buried by it, just please reach out to donewithdebt.com. Done, like you're done. Donewithdebt.com. Trust me on this one, okay? You guys are working with them and you're emailing me and I'm getting the best responses from this. I'm serious when I say, please reach out to donewithdebt.com. Also, for supplements, people always ask me, what do I use? ActivateFIQ.com. That's what I use. ActivateFIQ.com. That's where I get my supplements. And my sponsors believe in free speech. Okay? The ones that don't are no longer there. Okay. Alrighty then. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. So you can weigh in on what we've talked about. Just a few more things on the National Guard. They're calling for the National Guard again and again and again. We'll do another deep dive on this because we've had more calls for the National Guard everywhere but the border where we're getting infiltrated. Everywhere but the border. Everybody realizes that, right? Mm. We can send money everywhere but the border. Yeah. $60 more billion to Ukraine for them to pilfer. To build into a smart country. Yeah. That war ends. Israel and Gaza go up probably in May is what we're being told. In May. Gas prices will probably rise in May. And they'll blame it on summer, but you know, it'll be this conjured up war.
Oh no, it's the travel season.
It's the travel season.
In the heat.
In the heat. Oh, good gravy. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, we the people need to say property destruction, no.
Yeah.
Arson?
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Harming innocent people? No.
Mm.
Stealing anything?
Yeah.
No.
Thank you.
We don't have to ask anybody. This isn't up for debate. It's we the people. We rule.
Yep.
Just tell them no, and then it's on.
I get it. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Just as a note of interest today that you guys might want to be aware of, Supreme Court denied Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham's lawsuit to ban electronic voting machines. It did so without comment. Why? Because the king regime is going to cheat again in 7 months, and the court system wants to allow the cheating. There's a couple things about this statement. They've always allowed cheating for decades, but okay. And so the system wants to allow cheating because our presidents are installed, every one of them. And here's the thing, to ban, they're never going to ban electronic voting machines. It's their bread and butter. It's the holy water. It's everything. Okay? It's everything. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Caller, just a minute. I got to turn my volume up. I can barely hear.
Okay.
The the Florida congresswoman, I think her name is Kat, that wants to make it a law that you can't, you can only wave the American flag in the chamber. It's Republicans like this, all they can think of is, let's make a law, let's make a law.
I know.
You know, just take a picture of who's waving the flag, the any foreign flag, and plaster it all over the place.
Exactly.
When they're running for re-election.
You're right, 100%.
President Trump should be using that in his campaign ad.
Yep.
Yes. You know, yes.
Even if we did make it a law, if Republicans were able to come together on anything and make it a law, they would never enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
If a Democrat came in there waving any kind of other country flag, Republicans wouldn't enforce a law.
Yep.
They wouldn't say, hey, get out of here. They would definitely wouldn't arrest them.
Amen.
So, you know, this stuff, oh, well, let's make a law. Every time they make a law, no matter how small, we lose another freedom.
Amen.
Yep.
I love your call.
Yep.
You are exactly right, sir. Exactly right. Thank you for that. I really appreciate you calling.
Well, thank you.
You bet. That was, yes, right on the money.
I love the idea about taking the pictures.
I do too.
And then I would hang one picture at a roofing company making hot tar and one at a pillow company making feather pillows. That's how I would do it.
Oh, gosh. Great suggestions. Yeah. Thank you. I would also, every time you see those signs for the local politicians or for the national politicians, and then just put up a sign with an arrow that says, this guy did this, 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 and this. I would love to see that. I would love to see a lot of people start reacting and making sure that things are listed and done. And if there's a picture of a congressperson or anybody saluting another flag, holding another flag to this country, and you know where their allegiance is because it's not USA, you need big, bold pictures of that. Why are we not throwing those up on billboards for people to see? Why are we not spending our money on billboards all across America? That's my biggest question. As people drive across the country where we still actually have the ability to do so, why are we not flooding that? Those people with money out there, you want to make a change? Buy billboards all across the country, and I'm telling you, you'll make change. I promise you. But we don't do that. We're not smart. We don't say to ourselves, gee, what could actually work? So we get behind voting, which is all fraudulent now. Ugh. Don't even get me started. Next up, Mel Madison. Stay with us.